Vavakama Perktes Mishnah Dalet. Hanoisin Semer Letzaba. Person gives wool to a dyer, somebody that colors wool. Vikti Chatu Yora. And his pot burnt the wool. Nosin Lo Demet Samro. So he pays him back the money, the value of the wool. Because here, like the Rab points out, there is no improvement to the wool. The whole thing was burnt. So therefore, he just pays him back for the original wool. Tzvo Chaor. If he dyed it, but it was really a shvacha dye. He didn't use a good dye, and it was a much lower standard than what was requested of him, what the owner paid for. So this is going to be treated like somebody goes into your shus without asking you and makes something of yours better. So the din is, im hashvach yoser al yitzia, if the outcome of the wool, of the garment, is worth more than the yitzia, which is the money that was invested in the garment, the invested amount, not just the money, but the products. The invested products, the amount, was worth less than what it's actually worth now. But lemaisa, it wasn't what you asked for. You paid for a much better product. Nosin lo esa yitzia. So you just give him what he put into it. The klal is that the person that owned the wool here, his hand is always al aliona. He always gets the advantage. V'ma yitzia yaseir al hashvach. And if the amount that the dyer invested was more than what actually came out, you don't have to pay for the money that he put into it because you didn't ask him for this shvacha color. You wanted a better, richer color, whatever you wanted. And therefore, no sin lo asa shvach. You only have to pay for what came out. So you would take back your wool and just pay him for the outcome, for the amount that it got better because of the dyeing, but you don't pay him, obviously, the full amount for the job that you intended for. But what if you gave him wool to color it red, and he colored it black? Or vice versa, shachar utzvo adam. Rabbi Meir Omer nosin lo demet samro. He did not have kavana, though, like Tosentu points out, to be koned like a gazlan. Therefore, the uman, the craftsman, just pays the owner for the value of the wool. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're going to be kones, this person, that he's not going to have an advantage. And therefore, if what came out was worth more than what was invested into it, nosin lo asa yitzia. You, the original owner, can now take this back. You just have to pay him for the yitzia, for what he invested into it, because that was less. And if what was invested in it was more than what it came out to be worth. So let's say the uman invested a lot of items and resources into this, and that was worth more money than the change in the color, or the color that he put into it, than the color that came out. No sin lo asa shvach. You just have to pay him for the color that came out. You always have the advantage. This is a knas that Rav explains that this craftsman shouldn't benefit. And if in a case where the shvach, how it came out, is greater than the amount of what he was hired for, you can also pay him for what you hired for, if that came out cheaper as well. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.